Welcome to this acoustic edition of Outbeat Music, String Theory. I'm Michaela Kennan, your musical travel host for this evening. Mary Moore Campagna is on the engineering board. Tonight we take you on an international tour of acoustic music from around the globe. And we start with the traditional sounds of women's folk song from here in North America. We'll stop all along the way in France, Africa, Brazil, Greece, end up right back here in Hawaii and on mainland USA. On a programming note, we had originally scheduled local musician Mike Drayton, vocalist and fiddle player for the acoustic string band The Road Oilers. He unfortunately had some family business to take care of out of state, could not be with us this evening. We will reschedule him for a future show. Before we get started, Greg Moralia is standing by with this week's Outbeat News. Stay tuned. I'm Michaela Kennan, and I'll be back.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, October 9th, 2011. In yet another transparent bid for publicity, Margie Phelps announced that the Westboro Baptist Church will be picketing the funeral of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs because he, quote, served himself and not God, end quote. And how did she make this announcement? By tweeting it from her Apple iPhone, of course. The Kansas-based organization, which has protested memorials of everyone from victims of gay bashing to those of the 2006 Sago Mine disaster, has called for no peace for Jobs. The advocate asks, is it possible that God hates Steve Jobs but not the products he created? In Las Vegas this week, the International Association of Law Enforcement Gays and Lesbians held its 15th annual conference. The three-day event included training on a variety of issues, including diversity training for trainers, transgender issues in law enforcement, and stress management. Over 150 officers from around the country and two foreign countries, including Canada and Amsterdam, attended the conference. There were over 40 LGBT deputies and straight allies from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Unfortunately, neither the mayor of Las Vegas nor the police chief of the Las Vegas Metro Police Department would acknowledge the event by even stopping by to welcome conference attendees. October 12th this week marks 13 years since 21-year-old Matthew Shepard died in a Colorado hospital after suffering a brutal beating in Laramie, Wyoming. Matthew was talked into leaving a bar by two men, Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson, who told Matthew that they were gay. Both men robbed and beat Matthew, tied him to a fence, and left him to die. McKinney and Henderson were arrested soon after the crime and ultimately were convicted of murder. They're currently serving two consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. The Matthew Shepard Foundation, created by his parents, Judy and Dennis Shepard, continues to share Matthew's legacy. They will hold their 10th annual Bear to Make a Difference event in Denver, Colorado, this coming Saturday. This event raises funds to support hate crime prevention education programs and other LGBT youth programs. Celebrities create custom teddy bears that are auctioned during the gala, and this year L Word star Jennifer Beals is being honored for her work promoting LGBT equality. You can learn more about the Matthew Shepard Foundation and Matthew's story at www.matthewshepard.org. And be sure to mark your calendars to tune in on Sunday, October 30th at 8 p.m. for Outbeat Remembers Matthew Shepard and How He Changed the World. And here in California, Equality California, the state's largest LGBT rights group, announced that they will not lead an effort to repeal Proposition 8 in 2012. In an email to Equality California supporters, Equality California Executive Director Roland Palencia wrote, "Given what we know about public opinion and the significant challenges of the current political and economic climate, Equality California will not lead an effort to return to the ballot in 2012 to overturn Proposition 8. Another advocacy group, Love, Honor, Cherish, said it would fill the void if Equality California abdicates their responsibility to fight for equality for the LGBT community in California and to honor their prior commitments. And from Southern California, San Diego State University, which has been called one of the 20 best colleges in the country for LGBT students by Campus Pride, just got a little more popular. The university has become the second four-year college in the nation to offer an undergraduate degree in lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender studies. Jennifer Work, a deputy managing editor at the Chronicle of Higher Education, said, "It's definitely a growing area of scholarship and is taken very seriously, especially at the graduate level. At many places, these classes are part of a gender studies or women's studies major at the undergraduate level." San Diego State has offered a minor in LGBT studies since 2009 and graduates about 30 students each year minoring in LGBT studies. The only other university to offer an LGBT studies major is Hobart and William Smith Colleges in Geneva, New York. And finally, this coming Tuesday is National Coming Out Day. NAPA has a new group called the LGBT Project, and they invite you to join them for the first ever LGBT Forum. This will take place on Tuesday, October 12th at the McPherson Elementary School in the multipurpose room that's located at 2670 Yohome Street in Napa. This event starts at 6:30 p.m. and they ask that you arrive on time. And if you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, you can tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnavelli, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan.
Thanks, Greg, and welcome back. You're listening to KRCB and Outbeat Music. String Theory is our theme for this evening. We are talking about acoustic music, music that is performed without the aid of an electronic enhancement or synthesized effect, music that simply gives the listener a feeling of hearing simple, raw sound. For example, just a voice and a guitar. Let me clarify that by saying that modern acoustic music is often electronically amplified to increase the volume, but the amplification does not alter the natural sound of the instrument that one hears. So what makes acoustic music different? The idea is to produce a simple, unique listening experience where the emphasis is simply placed on the lyric and emotion of the performer and the instrument rather than the complexities of a musical arrangement. It's that simple. Earliest acoustic instruments known, string devices actually, that could be strummed, plucked, struck, stoked with a bow, all the way back to the Greek and Roman empires, things like harps, lutes, lyres, psalteries. In more modern times, things like guitars, violas, violins, mandolins, banjos, the usual kinds of things that you're familiar with and actually associate with maybe American folk music. American acoustic music actually has its roots in the traditional folk sounds of the working class people and in the communities they came from. To some extent, their oral histories, often telling the stories of work and hardship and social injustices, they're also simple songs that reflect the day-to-day hopes and dreams and humor and passions of folks just like you and I. Jerry Grebe starts us out with a selection from the Woman Song Collection. Then we cross the ocean over to France for two variations on traditional pieces from the CD entitled Le Part de Feu, meaning to cut one's losses. Here we go.
Oh, single life is a happy life, single life is lovely. I am single and no man's wife, and no man shall control me. Now the boys come by on Saturday night, some come by on Sunday. If you give them half a chance, they'll be there on Monday. Single life is a happy life, single life is lovely. I am single and no man's wife, and no man shall control me. Now a boy falls in love with a pretty little girl, treats her gentle as a dove. He calls her honey and spends all his money to prove he's true to his love. Single life is a happy life, single life is lovely. I am single and no man's wife, and no man shall control me. Mm-hmm. control me. Single life is a happy life. Single life is lovely. I am single and no man's wife, and no man shall control me.
Thank you.
fusion blend of countries and cultures. Did you notice the similarities in their acoustic styles and sounds? We travel next to Africa for the vocal sounds of Marta, who grew up in Guinea-Bissau, a former Portuguese colony. She is the daughter of an artist from Angola. Marta was highly influenced by these rich cultural traditions, and in this first song encourages women to fight for equality and claim their rights. The acoustic instrument you hear in this piece is called a kora, very similar to our Western harp. In the second selection, you'll hear a traditional instrument known as a vailija, a tube-shaped harp made with strings, interestingly, made of bicycle brake cables. The artist on this recording, who happens to go by the name of Rajiri, is playing with a deformed right hand, which he believes to be the result of a black magic curse placed on him in childhood. As a result, he has compensated and come up with a very unique style of playing and is regarded as one of Madagascar's most popular artists. We start out with Menjir Dosemel and then go into Misa Hotaka Ni Akama.
Safrita kani retanan fachara talanam fasalaman taket ket kere natu fani fa vadun lase walue anatala bia saka saka ni vit piena amel ma facha sitaraina e politika kumano neton vit fa wakam fumpa fanaune anahirana mapsa utaka Pavuru manda tamfu, chetana fana 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 foot, sitite na rafta chile tanude, tena marna. Ambaran saina minu namfu, fasalamana tande miankyu, sabata kielte simban saina maiza maminda fasote mangaine, mangaina wa, tena marna.
Music, wouldn't you say? I'm Michaela Kennan. You're listening to Outbeat Music, and we had just taken a little trip to Africa there. Now we're going to sail across the ocean and meet in the middle with a vibrant guitar style influenced by Zimbabwean music. Say that fast. This gentleman, his name is Paul Prince. He is a Hawaiian-born slacky guitar player. And what he does is take the Zimbabwean traditional music and incorporate it into his slacky style. So it's a pretty nice combination of the two. What he does is create these kinds of multi-part musical tapestries. You'll hear influences of the Hawaiian-style slacky guitar harmonics. You'll also hear African-based finger-picking sounds as he plays the guitar. This music is highly energized. It's very pure. It sounds a little dissonant to our Western ears at times. It was actually recorded using multi-track techniques with no overdubbing, no looping. So listen to the melody, pick out the bass line and the harmonics on these next two tracks. First one entitled Ocean Bells, and then moving into All Along the Watchtower. Thank you. And it's 8:34 here on a Sunday evening. Welcome back. You're listening to KRCB Radio and Outbeat Music here on a beautiful autumn Sunday evening in Sonoma County. I'm Michaela Kennan. Tonight we're traveling around the world listening to the acoustic musical styles of different countries and cultures. We now move on to Venezuela and to the Latin American sound of the cuatro, which is like a small Venezuelan guitar backed by a Venezuelan harp and drum. Marta Topfervova, say that one too, is the artist. She's a rising star in the contemporary or neo-folk movement of Latin America. She sings of anonymity and of just being a grain of sand, no more than a candle illuminating the darkness.
Que me has dicho nunca olvidaré, las guardaré cerca al corazón. Malas historias que he vivido sí se olvidarán, porque no soy rey o sultán. Yo solo soy un grano de arena de las dunas junto al mar, o en el reloj dentro del cristal. Yo no soy más que una candela capaz de alumbrar un poco de oscuridad. Que me has dicho nunca olvidaré, las guardaré cerca al corazón. Mas las historias que he vivido sí se olvidarán, porque no soy rey o sultán. Yo solo soy un grano de arena de las dunas junto al mar, o en el dentro del cristal. No soy más que una candela capaz de alumbrar un poco de oscuridad.
Lo le lo re, lo le lo ra,
lole, 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 lole.
Na estante já não tem mais tanta importância. Do muito que eu li, do pouco que eu sei, nada me resta a não ser a vontade de te encontrar. Motivo eu já nem sei, nem que seja só para estar ao seu lado. Só pra ler no seu rosto uma mensagem de amor. Oh, 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 uma mensagem de amor. Os livros na estante já não têm mais tanta importância. Do muito que eu li, do pouco que eu sei, nada me resta a não ser a vontade de te encontrar. O motivo eu já nem sei, nem que seja só para estar ao seu lado, só pra ler no seu rosto uma mensagem de amor. Uma mensagem de amor. À noite eu me deito, então escuto a mensagem no ar. Vagando entre os astros, nada me move, nem me faz parar, a não ser a vontade de te encontrar. O motivo eu já nem sei, nem que seja só para estar ao seu lado, só pra ler no seu rosto uma mensagem de amor. Oh, uma mensagem de amor.
Mensagem de amor.
Oh, uma mensagem de amor.
Mensagem de amor.
And a little stopover in Greece on that last piece, sung by Anastasia Musatsu, reflecting on the heartbreaking difficulties of ending a relationship. We've all been there, haven't we? That from also the Putumayo collection of acoustic music performed by and entitled Women of the World. Finally, a third selection you heard, a little jaunt over to Brazil, bringing up the soft bossa nova sounds of Lucas Santana. I trust you heard that kind of subtle romanticism and the evocative strums of nylon strings on that acoustic guitar. That piece is entitled Messagem de Amor. We move into the contemporary sounds of this century and the resurgence of acoustic music, this time with a more modern flair, laced with a little bit of nostalgia, as children of the baby boomers grow up to be listening to the music of their parents' generation, and in these complex times, believe it or not, are seeking the quiet and comfort in simple stylings of pure acoustic sound. Lesbian singer and songwriter Callie Kaki starts us off with Second Brain, followed by the Canadian-based group formerly known as the Wailing Jennies, performing One Voice, and then back to Callie Kaki and Soft Shoulder, a little more synthesized in the background, but only as a supportive backdrop to the foreground of a lovely acoustic guitar. Take a listen. Here we go.
Thank you. makes a choice. This is the sound of a voice. This is the sound of a voice. This is the sound of voices too.
And welcome back. As we wind down this hour of acoustic styles and sounds from around the globe, I've had a great time with you this evening. Tune in next week to Outbeat Collage, where I'll be talking with local author and psychotherapist Jan Ogren. She's just released her new book entitled Dividing Worlds. I'll also speak with artist and activist Lenore Chin about her work and political involvement with the Asian art scene and LGBT community right here in the Bay Area. Next month on Outbeat Music, we feature the classic and contemporary sounds of the cello. I'll speak with jazz and classical musician Beth Welch Snellings of San Francisco. She has been performing cello, teaching stringed instruments, and coordinating music events in the Bay Area for the last 20 years. And as always, I want to close out the show with a big thank you to Mary Moore Campagna, my engineer for the evening. If you have any special requests or comments to share, please feel free to email me at Mikayla, M-I-K-L-A, at outbeatradio.org. Mikayla for outbeatradio.org. To you, our Outbeat and KRCB listeners, as we go into a new week, don't forget to be real, be remarkable, and always keep a song in your heart. I'm Mikayla Kennan. Until next time, good night.
The branches of a big tree reach across the light. This is our open-hearted home. This is the place where we belong. Your eyes were in my mind before. Flood of joy I never will forget. You are my open-hearted home. You are the place where I belong.